Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Lover. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, welcome. Thank you so much for listening. Just a quick update. Vinny's daughter is, she's as you know, if you've listened to this show at all, she's been dealing with some stuff, and they're dealing right now. So he is off for a second day. Marcus Osborne, thank you so much for stepping in to fill the giant shoes of Vincent Hassan.
Gigantic shoes.
Yeah, figuratively speaking.
Come on.
Well, you know.
But can he fill the traffic cone?
Oh, I don't know. Probably. I'm just making a guess. Racist. The traffic cone.
You want to get a couple of these texts?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, God, are people talking about TV?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, boy.
707 says, started watching Fleabag on Netflix. You did not, because it's on Amazon. Last night with my wife from Marcus's recommendation. So good. Thanks, Marcus. You're welcome, but you probably should watch it on Amazon. Sarah, what if Rachel had stayed with Joey?
What if she had?
I don't know.
You know, as much as I liked Friends, I didn't care that much about that show. Like, if that show had gone away earlier, I would, you know, it was a fine show. I liked Friends.
You know, it still stands, though. I mean, it's on all day, every day. Mm. And when I watch it, I'm like, it's still funny. I'm still laughing.
It's very charming.
Yeah.
I have to admit something. As much as I think I know about 90s television, I think it was trash.
Yeah.
I think the 90s was probably one of the worst TV decades.
There were some good shows.
Friends?
Well, Friends was cute.
You know what, though? My friend
Seinfeld?
Greer. My friend Greer said
Seinfeld was
awesome. Seinfeld was great.
That first season was garbage.
He's just doing this to get us riled up. Look at the look on his face.
he's trying to engage us in a
There's plenty of reasons
conflict.
To hate on everything, but you know what? Let yourself love. Let yourself love.
By the way, Sarah.
Yes, darling.
I'll be there for you. Sansa and Arya both had very satisfying endings. That's from the 317.
I disagree. Sansa should 100% have killed Cersei, as she had been saying from the first freaking season, when she would do her mantra before she went to bed every night. And
you mean Arya?
Arya.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
And Sansa. I'm trying to think how she ended. See, the fact that I can't even really remember.
I know.
So she was like,
she became the queen
of the North.
Yeah,
fine. That one was fine.
I agree with Marcus from the 707. Sarah's just mad she didn't get the ending she wanted.
Yeah, that's
Danny
right.
was going evil from the beginning.
No, she wasn't. She
Jack
wasn't.
She
wasn't. She was the main character that everyone was rallying behind.
Dude, she was literally killing people at a whim all the time.
That's
Are you kidding?
Power.
That's
that
called power.
Power.
That's just power.
Oh, is that what it was?
I don't know what
it was. I thought it was evil.
No, she was great. And she was the one that we were sold. She's the you know, the queen. Like,
always thought she was a crazy
bright.
Old no, power mad woman.
She just took one look at that city and they decided, oh, you know what we should do? Make her crazy and burn the whole thing that she's been after the whole time.
Because she was
Stop
crazy.
Stop it.
Crazy is in her genetics.
Mm. Yes, crazy was in her genetics.
I'm just
she
saying.
Was supposed to be the shining light of the Valyrians.
That's all.
Okay. I'm exhausted already.
That was exhausting.
Right?
It's time for Celebrity Trash.
Whoop whoop.
Rest in peace, Rocky Soulman Johnson. Who's that? He's
the
a WWE
daddy.
Superstar and the father of.
I had no idea.
They look
Rock's
alike.
Dad.
Well,
was in
not so much toward the end, but
wrestling.
But sure.
Did you know that?
Yes. Well, I had heard
no
it
idea.
Somewhere. I don't know much. You know, I don't know much about wrestling. Were you a wrestling fan? Like,
I stopped.
Used to flip out. Whenever
I stopped
wrestling
watching
came
wrestling
out.
A lot. Probably once The Rock started making films.
Mm. Oh.
But before that, I was full on into
why
it.
Why would that be the time when you left?
I don't know. I just think it was just probably a time where all that stuff just got to be less interesting to me. Mm. And really, I had only been watching then just because The Rock was such a funny, interesting character.
Right.
He was hilarious. And so,
how many years did he wrestle for? I truly didn't know anything about him until he started making.
Shoot, I think the
films.
First time I saw him was like 2000.
He seems like such a nice guy.
I interviewed him once, and he was actually twice. He was super nice both times. Super nice both times.
They say WWF from 96 to 2004, so that's 8 years.
Wow.
About right. Yep.
You know, he was lucky to get out. A lot of these guys, this WWF thing, everything I read about it is talk about mistreatment and zero care factor once they stop. I mean, these people are suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and as much as there's a lot of fakeness to it, and I think it's predetermined sometimes who's coming out on top.
Not sometimes.
A lot of these guys are getting,
all the time.
Fine. I believe it.
Yeah, you know.
I didn't want to insult you in your love of the,
Dude, everybody knows wrestling is predetermined.
It's a freaking show.
No it's one, entertainment.
But
no
these
one still
guys
that, right?
do really get hurt. Yep. And a lot of them have that CTE, and they're just dumped aside. Oh, you can't wrestle anymore? Well, F you.
Right.
Very much like football. I hate to say it. Very much like football.
Right. I
make a lot of money while you're there, and then once you're done, you are done, and that's it. They don't
Although,
think twice about you.
You know who makes a lot of money is the stars.
Yep.
Right.
Just like football.
I'm saying in both of those, right? So there's superstars who might come out okay if they don't squander their money on Bentleys the minute they get it. But there's the vast majority of the people in the league and in the WWE are not making a ton of money and sacrificing their bodies for it. And so you hear these terrible
stories. Traveling
and
touring constantly.
Sure.
I always had a lot. I mean, I think one of the reasons that I kind of stopped watching wrestling was just because, again, the comparison is to football. Once you get older and you start to see things from a different perspective and you see that basically the stories that they come up with in the WWE, really misogynistic, really bigoted stuff, really like bad stuff. You don't want your kids to be influenced by it. And so,
interesting, because I don't know that much about it. Yeah. It just seems like a big show.
Well, I started watching because there's a show, Total Divas.
Oh, yeah.
So the Bella Twins were on there. They're doing their own thing, something else. But I started watching and just going, wow, they work hard. And there's some real injuries going on there.
Real injuries.
So when, like, The Rock, John Cena, even Hulk Hogan, I have an appreciation for them. When they venture out
they
of that arena.
They survived it and they made another
They're going for something
themselves.
Else.
Yeah. Well, and The Rock is probably that guy's a superstar.
Yeah.
You know? And actually, I think he deserves it. Like,
me too.
Even though I don't think he's the best actor.
But he's not bad.
He's not the worst actor.
No, he's
that's
not
for
bad.
Sure. I mean, Arnold's
he's
a worse
believable.
Actor than him.
Yeah.
I like the choices that he makes. And who doesn't? I know that if I go see a Rock movie, I won't be, moved and changed.
Yeah.
But I will be entertained.
Yeah.
Right.
I will have a great, it'll be a rollicking good time.
That's all that matters.
Hey, man, that one with the tidal wave in San Francisco.
Oh, I like that
what
one.
Awesome.
What a great movie.
That was just fun. It was
and then
so...
there was one where he's married to Neve Campbell, which is unlikely. And then she's up in the top of that skyscraper.
That's right.
And he's going, oh, what a great movie.
It was
right,
fun.
I'm going to save my family. I know you are. Go, Rock, go.
I love, do you watch Ballers, Marcus?
Oh, yeah. How is that?
Ballers is good.
Who else is on it besides him?
You know what? I can't remember the co-star his name.
He's
he's been on a ton of things, sort of a supporting actor. But
it's not Jack Black, is it?
No.
I want to say Bill Koechner, but it's not. It's another guy who I always confuse with him.
But it's a cute
Bill
series.
Hader?
I like it.
Not Hader, but you know
John Washington. Donovan Carter.
That's Denzel's son.
Oh.
Oh, really?
John
Carter. Yeah. Troy Garrity.
Well, listen. Even if you just said the name, we wouldn't.
Rob Corddry. That's his name.
Okay.
Oh, Rob Corddry?
Yeah. That's
Rob Corddry?
Yeah.
Is the co-star on Ballers?
Yeah.
I know him from The Daily Show. He used to be a correspondent on there. I love that guy.
Him.
Hot Tub Time Machine.
He is so funny, and he's such a drug addict, drunk.
All right.
And he's just so good.
I got to remember to watch that. I'm going to start Shameless soon, and I should put Ballers
on. Shameless is over, dude.
One more season.
Right. It's good.
You want to talk about a season that's going to suck? It's going to be the last season of Shameless.
Because they're all going to die?
Because there's nobody left.
All right.
Amy Rossum is gone.
Don't say anything.
It's
because
good. You'll like
this show has been on for over a decade.
No, I haven't watched it yet. I can't wait to watch it.
I love it.
Can't wait to see it for the first time.
Oh, my God.
All right. Anyway, rest in peace to Rocky Soulman Johnson. 75 years old. I don't have a cause of death.
Oh, man.
Let's see. If there's anything, we've talked quite a bit about this. As of last night, Rock hadn't commented on his father's death. He bought him a car for Christmas a few years ago, wrote a really emotional tribute. Like, obviously, they had a close relationship. So, sad news to start the day. Happy news. What is better than getting a giant package in the mail?
You said package.
Yeah, I did. A giant one. And you're like, oh, what could this be? And then you open it up, and it's a case of champagne and the entire Ivy Park collection from Beyonce. Beyonce has like a sportswear kind of, it looks like it's all sportswear from what I'm looking at
or
here.
Activewear.
Activewear. Sipping on my latte, my activewear. So Reese Witherspoon says, oh, my people, you know, Instagram Live or something. My people just told me I have a big package. Oh, my God. Let's go check it out. She opens it up and she pulls out thing after thing from the Ivy Park. Like, she starts putting them on and modeling and dancing. I'm sure Beyonce is like, mission accomplished. Yeah, right. Exactly what I wanted to happen. She says, does this make me the newest member of the hashtag Beehive?
Yeah.
And
no, because she said hashtag Beehive.
Oh, really? That's no good?
Don't do that, Reese.
All right. Well, maybe Beyonce will let her know. So do you think that Beyonce just like, well, Beyonce did not personally pack those boxes, I'm sure.
For people.
But did she say, send this to everyone of note in Hollywood? Thank you.
Probably. I would. Wouldn't you?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Well, if I had the money. I think a lot of startups don't have the money to send a giant box. Plus, their name isn't Beyonce.
Nope.
And so that would show up and the publicist would go, hey guys, there's another big package here for us to all split up here in the office.
You know, but you know what always gets you in the room? Free.
Free is good. Why
get
is
get you
free?
In the room.
It doesn't matter what someone can afford.
Yep.
Jeff Bezos would love like a free thing.
Yep.
Oh, a free thing?
Free gets you in the room.
It's like, Jeff, everything is free from where you're standing.
Yeah, basically.
Right.
You don't know that $1 billion is gone. You don't realize that you don't have $1 billion somewhere. Right. That's crazy money.
I know.
That's crazy money.
I know. Wow. What are we looking at here? Oh, this is...
Yeah.
Oh, personalized.
Oh, boy.
Did she open it up right there? And
there was something at some awards show recently where I think Reese drank Beyonce's champagne.
Golden Globes.
Golden Globes.
I want to say Jay-Z and Beyonce walked in with their own bottle each in their hands. Like, now we don't want your champagne. We're going to go ahead and drink ours. They're smart.
Marketing.
That's why they're worth $1 billion.
Each. By himself alone, Jay-Z is $1 billion.
It's good to be them. Oh, and yesterday, I don't think I ever got to the story, but Beyonce is doing some stuff for Adidas.
Right. Yeah.
And you can't really tell because you're just staring at her hot-ass body. Yeah, there
that is wild. Yeah. What is she? I mean, she always had some booty.
That is some solid booty.
That's baby booty.
And
that's,
you know what's funny? Booty. There is a sneaker hanging down right on her thigh, and it takes you about 4 looks before you notice it. Like, because you just cannot take your hands
off. Dude, that picture's got to be photoshopped.
Well, yeah, they're all photoshopped, right? Isn't that the deal? Like, everything, that you never see an unretouched photo anymore?
Right.
Because she never had a badonk like
that. Well, listen, though, but you can keep that. You just keep taking. It's like the Kardashians. They all have the skinniest thighs because all the fat's been sucked out and put into their butts.
Wow. What a great idea.
Good job, Jay-Z. Good job, Daisy.
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh, yeah.
This guy.
On the opposite end of the spectrum.
So this is a guy who, you know, he was having a career, and but he got mixed up in a gang, and he wound up going to jail over some, like, it was like racketeering, and somebody got a couple people got the S beat out of them, and he was there, although he didn't supposedly fire any shots or anything, and then there was like a weird kidnapping incident. So anyway, long story short, he goes to jail, and he goes to jail for 47 years is what they thought that the sentencing was going to be, because of all of these various charges.
Mm-hmm.
So he opened his mouth and let everything fall out.
Snitched hard. Yep.
So in the end, what he was sentenced to was, I want to say 24 months. Let's see. 24 months. But he'd already been in jail for like 14 months.
Right.
So he's going to get out in August. He says, it's not safe for me here in prison. I want to do the rest of my time at home under house arrest. So he's petitioning hard for this. I don't know if that'll happen or not, but his lawyer just filed documents that, of course, TMZ got immediately. They must have someone right there at the county court.
Of course they do.
Asking the judge to allow him to serve the rest of his 24-month sentence under home confinement or in a community correctional facility. You got to get me out of here. I'm going to get killed. 6ix9ine claims his safety's at risk because he ratted on the Trey 9 gangster bloods, and he says the private jail he's currently in is chock full of blood gang members.
Whose fault is that?
The snitch.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
That's right, dude. You either keep your mouth shut or you take the... Didn't they offer him like a new life? Weren't they going to give him like the
witness
whole...
Witness protection.
Yeah.
He would have had to get all those tattoos removed. This is one of these face tattoos. I mean, he's 69 right on his forehead. Among others.
I started to feel bad for him. I mean, he had an opportunity to go into hiding. He chose not to. Well, what do you expect to happen to you, buddy?
So his baby mama, because he has one of those, her name is Sarah Molina. And she immediately, as soon as she heard that his lawyer had filed to get him out of the jail and to his house, she's like, well, I hope he doesn't expect to see his kid because his life's in danger.
Yeah. Mm.
Even his family's like, we got to move.
Yeah.
We don't want to be anywhere near this guy. This is getting... And they say that it's going to... The price for protection for him and for his family, which will... They'll need protection, is going to be unsustainable. I mean, unless he has another... I mean, frankly, I think... Isn't his credibility completely shot? Like, will the white kids buying his music care?
That's the thing, dude. Snitching is so dangerous. Just keep your mouth shut and go ahead and do your time because... When you do it, it endangers not just you. It endangers everybody around you.
Everyone you know.
Everybody around you.
Anyone you care about.
Because if they don't get you, they're going to get somebody else you know. And then get you.
Right.
Just keep your mouth shut, do your time, keep it moving.
One other arrest I wanted to mention is Michael Avenatti. This actually came down. I heard this yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
He's the attorney who took on the Stormy Daniels case and then was going to like run for president, want to be an actor. I mean, this guy... Please talk about him. Just a fame hound, money hound.
Mm-hmm.
He was arrested by the IRS. Looks like this was last week. Oh, no, maybe Tuesday evening. Yeah, Tuesday evening during a break in a disciplinary hearing in Los Angeles over these other allegations that he'd scammed a client out of $840,000.
This guy.
This is completely separate from the New York trial that's supposed to get underway. He was supposed to go to New York Tuesday night for his criminal trial over his alleged plot to extort $25 million from sports apparel giant Nike.
What an idiot. This guy. Nike, dude.
What a loser.
Nike. You think Nike's going to let you? Get out of here.
No.
Come on, man.
Nike has connections.
Yeah.
They're going to go ahead and report you.
They got the hookup.
Right. You're not going to be able to extort money out of Nike. But good try.
Yeah.
Way to shoot for the moon. So he's now the IRS has him. God, of all of those, the IRS is the last.
Yeah, that's the worst.
I don't want to see anyone from the IRS. I'm trying to walk the line and do the right thing, and just please stay away from me. Anything to keep the IRS out of my face.
Serious business.
Oh. All right, Marcus, I'm done. What's coming up in the news?
Well, the San Francisco police say they have a brand new response to homeless calls.
Is that so?
That? Yeah.
All right.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.